You want to start with the intro this time?
Welcome to another exciting episode of No One Cares About This Podcast. I'm Eric.
I thought we weren't introducing ourselves anymore.
I thought we were still doing it.
Jeez.
I'm not doing that. Everyone knows my voice.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm the fat asshole no one cares about.
And I'm the one that people actually apparently like the sound of my voice.
Yep.
Wait, people listen to this?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Like a stay lit, like a Duraflame log.
Yeah, well, apparently he has the lovely radio voice and I don't. And I'm just like, alright, whatever, fuck it.
A little too gravelly.
Whatever, fuck it.
Reminds me of a joke I heard.
It is what it is.
About, like, ugly chicks, you know? They're like, oh, man, she's got a face made for radio, you know?
They're like, whoa. Wow.
Damn. It's kind of savage.
It's like the equivalent of a two-bagger, you know?
Not while I'm swallowing.
Sorry,
please.
That's what she said.
Shut up.
Sorry. Yeah. Do you know what a
two-bagger
is?
Yes, I do. I just know what a two-bagger is. Thank you very much.
It's pretty bad.
Yeah, it is.
I saw a couple on some dating websites.
No, really good shit.
Two-baggers with the lights off?
That's the triple, the trifecta.
Trifecta.
Trifecta. Well,
I tried to fucta.
Hopefully you're
but I just
not
couldn't
slamming women like that. But if you have to, you know, cool. You need to.
Wow.
What's your guys' topic of discussion today?
Nothing. It's the 4th of July and happy 4th of July.
Yeah.
Sure. Don't mind if I do.
Yeah, I don't give a shit. It's not giving you my
whole lately.
It's not giving you my whole pack this time.
Just one.
Yeah.
First one's free kid.
Yeah, first one's free kid.
I'll be alright.
Oh.
Slapping on this strawberry ice cream. Now, I thought it was going to just be ice cream. It's not, it has that ice shit to it. It doesn't really.
Oh, so it's like strawberry mint?
Yeah, try it. It kind of like ruins the flavor of the cream.
I got the,
if they didn't put the ice in it, it tastes good.
Well, apparently yeah. I grabbed straight mint this time.
Oh, minty.
Minty fresh cack.
Yeah, I got a copper for this coin. 2021.
Mmm.
Nice.
He's like, well, I've never seen one of these before. You should put it in a thing. It's almost in, what do you say?
Mint?
Proof condition.
Oh, proof
condition.
Chris?
It was approved.
Was it 100% proof?
No. That's why you do two.
Yeah.
Take it easy.
I don't know.
You got a 9-up, not a 7-up.
Yeah.
Or a 2-up, whatever you want to call it.
What are we running on proof?
This one's been
two,
probably like 60,
70.
It's not bad. 35%. Probably.
You'll be all banged up. Let's go get some pallets.
I saw 10 today.
Yeah,
with
I saw a few.
Transport.
Yeah, I saw a number today. I was a little miffed.
Yeah.
I don't know, since it's 4th of July, you want to talk about America stuff.
I don't give a shit.
America loves American Steakhouse. They do.
That they do.
They also love that shitty A1. That's my opinion.
If you have to put sauce on your steak, you fucked your steak up.
Yeah, I don't really like steak sauce, personally, but if I had to pick one, for like an off-the-shelf, non-like gourmet steak sauce, I'd probably go with an A1.
Like, I can understand marinating in, like, Worcestershire and shit like that.
I hate Worcestershire.
Worcestershire.
Mix that with Italian dressing. It comes out banging. But, like, if you put ketchup on your steak...
Yeah, go fuck yourself.
Yeah, that's
just weird.
You probably put fucking ketchup on your eggs and your fucking mac and cheese, too. Go away.
You probably also dip your fries in mayonnaise. Fucking weirdo.
You probably hang out at shitty motels and kill people.
Bang hookers.
Probably a serial killer.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, so. Definitely bang hookers, too, most likely.
Rooms available every half hour.
Jesus. Yeah. That's a quick cleanup.
Who said they clean it?
Oh. No, it's just a
turnaround. You go in there and it's just love mud all over the walls.
Love mud?
Yeah. from the cuddle puddle.
Yeah, it could also be when the back door gets a little loose and just swings open.
No, you didn't. I did, though. Good time, good time. Yeah. Is that fling it?
They're back.
I can smell the Duraflame log in my pocket.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh, look, there's a door made of sand.
Oh. So you can get a special guest today?
No, well, we already have two. Why not have three? What have you come to bitch about now?
Probably the fact that I just... No one knows when you keep it in the 7-Up container.
Well, except for that. Presence of evidence.
Well, they're already gone. Who cares?
Yeah,
man. Oh, here comes honey.
That fat puss.
Did she just trip?
Did she just trip?
Oh, can't really lift this leg today.
I've never seen a fat cat trip.
What was over the hose?
Fatty. Alright.
She's dripping like water.
Okay.
You got that drip?
Got that drip, gang, yeah? I got that drip. You don't want not that drip.
No, no, you don't want that drip.
The other drip is not good. If you get that, you probably put ketchup on your steak and went to the wrong motel. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah.
Is it a 6? Or an 8? Or is it cheaper than that?
It's usually a 2.
It's usually the one outside that says, like, free jacuzzi, and you go there, and the jacuzzi's all smashed with, like, an axe, and there's just, like...
green water
or
inside.
Even, like, it advertises the fact that they have TV.
Free HBO.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Horror suspense film hotels.
I'm not really sure why you'd bring a hooker to a hotel and then just watch TV with her, but...
Whatever.
Oh, you think they got those beds that are coin-operated
with the vibrator?
Yeah.
Probably. I've never been into one. We should rent one for 15 minutes just to see what it looks like.
We'd probably get a lot of awkward looks at the reception desk.
Yeah, the four of us just showing up like, hey, we're
bunch
recording, don't worry.
Yeah. No filming here. Well, there probably is a lot of filming going on there.
Sure there is.
Just don't film the reception desk, that's all.
I wonder if anyone's ever filmed the snuff porn there.
Probably. I'm sure someone's stored in the walls there.
Yeah.
Wonder what kind of resident insects live at those places.
Probably lots of roaches.
Bed bugs.
Yeah.
Roaches.
Probably both.
Yeah. I bet when you open the front door of the place, it looks like a haunted house. Like the time Brandon trashed his motel over there. And I opened the door.
Oh, yeah.
His mattress was ripped apart. The glass table was smashed. The microwave had a punch hole through the front of it. The freaking curtains were ripped off the walls, covered in blood. His toilet was smashed. I was like, what did you do in here? He's like, oh, no, I also had a little too much to drink. I'm like, you think?
I think he had a little too many Parmesan minis.
He did something. He's fucking half-clothed. Like, dude, we gotta go to work.
Let's throw some clothes on, please.
That wasn't the time he got arrested, right? That was the next time?
I think, no, he got arrested over at the other spot, yeah. Yeah. That's what happens when you hit the minis too hard, dude.
He bought the family bag.
Turn into a maximum.
Assemble them all like Voltron.
Party size.
He had the whole fucking section from Walmart.
That he did. Do we have an ashtray here? Yes, we do. A nipper.
Do we throw the fucking butts in the fucking literal pit?
Oh, that's true, huh?
Yes.
Sí, señorita. Thread the needle.
Kobe.
So I had this amazing crepe today.
Yeah?
Check this thing out, man. It was... what the fuck was it? Glazed walnuts, bananas... and caramel.
Sounds like a diabetic's
it was
dream.
I actually had to check my blood sugar after the fact, but look at that thing, and it was diesel.
Damn.
It was diesel.
not a bad gig, kid. So,
it doesn't appear that it's gonna rain.
No,
at the moment.
Checked the radar a couple minutes ago. It's pretty clear.
Did you check the gaydar? We don't want any gays here.
What would Prince do?
What? That's why I checked it, so they wouldn't have to worry about it.
What would Prince do? I don't know what he would do.
He'd probably fucking square you up in basketball.
He might. Or he might just start sprinkling purple rain. I want to know what that means. Is he talking about, like, codeine cough syrup?
Well,
because that's what a lot of people call that shit.
Well, the man was clearly odd because there was that period of time he changed his name to a symbol.
Yeah, that's true. And he was the artist formerly known as Prince.
Yeah.
He was whacking the minis too, I bet you. He had the stem out glowing that shit up. Probably hotter than a spoon at Demi Lovato's house.
You know what? I think that might be the chick I was talking about. That Demi was pinned Lovato out on that children's show.
It probably was, yeah.
Yeah, probably.
That would make sense. I don't even know what she looks like, honestly.
I think she's still hot. I don't know, though. I haven't looked it up recently.
Last time I saw her, she was a bit chubby. I was like, ooh.
Let's see what she looks like. Let's Wikipedia this. As all my porn subscriptions come up. Oh, boy. Demi Lovato. American singer.
Damn, dude. Really?
Is that a good damn or a bad damn?
That's a bad damn. I can't see from here. That's a goddamn.
Yeah.
That's a Hoover damn?
Oh, shit. Okay. Well, who would have thunk it? She probably got bigger when she stopped spoon feeding herself.
Damn.
Wow.
She stopped spooning the spoon.
Playing arm darts. Yeah. She's just going for the bullseye.
Jesus Christ.
Trying not to miss. Man, I don't know her life. I don't know what the fuck she does. Or if she still does it, but Godspeed.
I'm sure that's what she was thinking every time she was playing arm darts.
Dude, that again, that mustache is crazy as hell. That was cool as hell.
It reminds
me. It made like an awning of like a.
An awning?
Yeah, it's like an opening. Mouth.
It reminds me of one of those big push brushes.
Yes.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks for reminding me of a broom.
Or like.
Broom.
What's that breed of dog?
I don't know the dog. I know what you're talking. I think I know what you're talking about.
Is a dog with a broom?
Is it a schnauzer?
I don't know.
No, the one that's all like furry in the face and shit, like, which is a lot of them.
But yeah, I mean, most dogs have fur on their face.
I know the dog you're talking about because it looks like an old man.
Yeah.
An old, like, Scottish man.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's probably...
like the neighbor's dog.
Like the ex's dog, right? Had that when his mustache would grow out. The cockapoo. He had that shit.
Hmm.
He could probably push around some dust on the floor. Like a Roomba, but you just have to feed it. You know?
Yeah.
And you don't necessarily know if it's actually going to clean shit.
It won't.
Probably not. Shit just gets all collected and hypoallergenic fur.
Baby. Yeah.
Oh, for these pauses, I'm definitely putting in those cow noises and shit.
This is not a bad cocktail.
It's not a bad cocktail?
Not a bad cocktail.
It's not as good as Mountain Dew and Goldschlager, though. It's Code Red.
Yep.
And Goldie. Not Goldie Hawn, but... should call it a Goldie Hawn.
Liquor store's closed, isn't it?
Yep, yeah. That's what we want.
Fuck.
Right. Still hit Wallingford for six.
Nah, fuck that.
There's no reason to. Then you just drive around fucked up, pull around 4th of July weekend. Have to explain to them, they pull up to the window. Sup, dude? You want to light up?
Want to race?
Blow hits in their face.
Can I smoke in here?
What's going on, dude? Hey, you trying to light up? You know what I pulled you over? I thought you were trying to get lit, dude. Just hand him a joint.
No? What is this? It's a one-hit pinner.
No, that's not what you wanted to do? Shit.
Man, here's a one-hit pinner. Enjoy. I'm going to leave. Yep. The old owl activator.
No idea.
Okay.
What is this fucking thing?
It's a chain.
It's part of a chain that's stuck.
I think that was Amanda's.
Yeah.
It, like, broke.
Let's get it out of there with an implement.
Of a tool? Destruction.
That's empty.
It's a tool.
This is empty.
Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Is this solid gold?
No.
Probably not.
Let's go pawn this
I'm sure
shit.
It's plated.
It's probably.
You know what?
Well, it's all fucked up now, so it doesn't really
matter.
I'm not having very good luck trying to find out is what that actress was.
It certainly appears to be gold. There's only one way to find out.
Bite it. Yep.
Nope.
Probably not.
I mean, it's just plated fucking metal.
Yep. Eat.
The metal detector turns the discrimination onto gold. Finds it. Then a little skip over there is going to college for free. You know?
What? Skip don't matter.
I don't even know who Skip is.
Lifelines.
Skip Barber Racing. Only Skip I know.
Yep. What about Skip to me, Lou? Lou? Oh.
Yes.
Lululemon? You gotta get me some of those.
Yeah, meh.
We usually save those noises for the end.
Insert the fucking. You know the sound ET makes? Hold on.
Oh, yeah.
I'll pull it up, dude.
Yeah, or whatever the fuck it is.
When he's in the cornfield and they're all bugging the fuck out. You know E.T. was lit. You know Kid Elliot was out of his fucking mind, too.
Yeah.
Like, they don't tell you that, but it's assumed, you know?
Yeah.
Well, the original cut, they all had handguns, and then they got turned into, like, walkie-talkie radio things.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, well, the on top 80s, of the same. They were a weird time.
Yeah, but on top of that, fucking E.T. was a botanist.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you know he was getting lit.
Yeah, exactly. He was like, I want to go back to my home planet. I need my weed.
Yeah, dude.
Space weed.
Mm-hmm.
And then Towley shows up.
Where the
don't want to get high?
What the fuck do I find?
I showed you that meme the other day, right, where it's like, when your sober friend brings you to, or agrees to bring you to McDonald's at 2 a.m. and
ET
with the towel and Elliot on the bike.
Like, fuck.
Saddle up, boys. We're going in. Yo, do we look lit?
The ghillie suits. Do we look high? Nah, man, you're good.
This has to be in here somewhere, dude. Where's the cornfield? Yes, dude. Where the fuck is it? Oh, I can't find it. He, like, makes this crazy noise.
Yeah.
It's just intense. ET is a boss.
I'm curious if I could find something like this.
I'm gonna find shit. I know I don't have service.
Yeah, oh, I have some.
Wi-Fi.
I must have looked this up before. Fucking auto-completed.
Yes, I love it when that happens.
I was probably all lit and I was like, just scare myself.
I need some in my life.
Like, what?
Yo, I got it.
The noise?
No, that's Gertie. Sorry, my bad.
That's when she finds him. You gotta find when Elliot finds him in the cornfield.
Hey, Elliot, where's your goblin?
Shut up.
Did he come back?
Well, did he?
Yeah, he came back. But he's not a goblin. He's a spaceman.
Oh, he's an extraterrestrial. Where's he from? Uranus? Get it?
Oh, shit! Where's he from, your anus?
I got him eating and burping.
Why would you want the cornfield scene and then it's in parentheses muted? Like, what's the point of that?
You know,
shit.
Probably who because they do got such copyright a claimed.
Terrible thing.
Mute.
The whole point of watching that scene is to hear the noise he makes.
Yeah.
This one is not the best sound.
I had to get your back.
Like he's going to take a piss, right?
And yeah.
He slams the toilet seat on his dick. What the fuck, dude? All right. This one is high pitch. Let's see if we can find it. Is this it? Is this what we're looking for?
Kiss this. Why does it sound like a cat getting electrocuted?
It does, actually.
Oh, man. That fucking hurt. Right, I gotta hear that one more time. This scared the shit out of me when I was a kid.
I forgot about that entirely because I haven't watched the E.T. in years.
Oh my god.
It's been some time for me too.
It changed my life.
And like,
he like stops for a second. And then he's just in the background going,
like, oh god.
That's the noise. Did.
That hurt my stomach.
Oh. Oh my god.
I found a soundboard with 101 different sound clips from E.T.
Oh my god.
Oh shit. Please tell me there's that noise in there. Just repeatedly.
I'm trying to find it.
Just like walk into the gas station and can I help you today?
You gotta like, download,
y'all lit.
Download that sound clip and make it like your text notification.
Oh my god, no, it'll scare me. Fucking yeah, scare me as a child.
You'll laugh every time afterward. You're like, fuck.
It's like, well, who's talking to me now?
If I'm lit like I am now, I'd definitely be falling.
Why the fuck is E.T. hitting me up right now?
Is that E.T. in your pocket, or are you just happy to see me?
Oh, I forgot you have the Chili's pocket.
Yeah, dude.
The panhandle.
Give you these on the fajitas and shit, so you can take them and put your pipe in them. Why else would they give you that? Are you really that concerned like, that you're going to get burned? I doubt it. Probably
I think I was years. There the time you took that.
I've taken several. Depends on how many of those little shit margaritas I have before I got the balls to do it.
That specific one you definitely had for over 10 years, though.
I have about a pile of them.
So you gonna enjoy your chill or no?
No way.
You gonna enjoy your chill or no?
Oh, dude, if I like this right now, the whole block's getting fucking...
Who cares?
It's punked out. I'll do it behind the shed. I'll be right back. I'll piss anyway.
Alright.
Them is the pissing grounds.
I need to fucking light up.
Do you need a lighter?
No, I got a lighter.
Good.
I need to light up.
For once.
Yeah, you know, I just gave him mine a minute ago.
You know what shit I have in my pockets, dude?
Enough shit to make one of those shit snakes you were talking about earlier?
Yeah. You gotta roll the dog hair.
No, that was cat hair or dog hair in mud.
Oh. Yep.
Gotta keep the shit on lock.
So, yeah.
Just clean this out, too. Look at it.
Oh,
you cleaned that yesterday or today?
Today, dude.
She's yeah, because that was dirty
gem.
Yesterday.
She's a gem, bud. Yeah, I had to clean it out since I'm blowing on this new shit. Like,
you gotta taste it.
Yeah.
Make sure it's good. Gucci.
So, I actually did some research because he was like trying to peer pressure me into going, taking a rip off of that.
Oh.
Because even though they legalized it a couple days ago,
yeah,
the employer, drug test policy will not exempt you until next July.
Oh, great.
So, because I guess they're giving them some kind of buffer to, like, figure out, you know, what their policy is going to be moving forward or whatever.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, I'll just take a hit. I'm like, I haven't smoked in, like, over 2 months.
It's like, no, I'm going to die.
No, maybe, but probably not. Tolerance is probably absolute shit right now.
Yeah, but you're like, man, what the fuck?
It's like, I can't keep my streak. You know, I can't kill my streak.
Yeah.
I gotta keep it going. Especially considering I'm, you know, looking for a...
Employment?
Yeah.
Oh, this is
okay, E.T., calm down.
I saw him back there.
You probably saw a raccoon.
That's a pretty good picture.
Yeah, that's pretty dope.
What?
Two red tails?
Yeah.
Oh, dope.
you think they were? You think the red hail hawk was invented?
Red hail? You mean red tail?
Red tailed hawk.
Red tailed hawk. Invented
by the British because they had red coats.
I don't know. I don't
care. Tails on their coats.
I don't give a shit.
What if it was named after Sonic?
All right.
What is Sonic's relation to tails?
They're just friends.
Mm. No, they ain't butt fucking. You're good.
I don't know if they are or not, dude.
I think no.
You want to see a funny picture?
Oh, God.
You'll probably find some weird ass Sonic porn.
Oh yeah, I'm sure he's got some Rule 34 Sonic porn on there.
No, I don't have any Sonic porn on here. But I do have something better.
ET porn?
This is a Snapchat I received this morning. That I had to screenshot.
That dude quite actually did a whole video on like cringe Sonic fans and like fan
art. I bet his cat.
There's some fucked up shit out there.
Aaron, take a gander. Tastes like freedom.
Brown eye.
It's the whole nine.
Nine lives, brown eye.
Dude.
Nine brown eyes.
Yeah, I saw that. I was just like, what the fuck?
Was he tongue punching a fart box?
Very might well have been.
Classic.
Yep.
This is me at Sitka. It's when you fucking overlight.
That's accurate.
That light is just nice.
Could also be somebody else over at Sicko.
Can I just light up?
I told you to do it before. Literally no one's around.
As soon as you do it.
Probably
be right. Who cares? Light up the whole neighborhood. Why not?
The birds and the bees.
Kids are going to stop in like 30 seconds and be like, yo, what the fuck is that?
Whoa. I'll just fucking play the ET sound clip and scare them all back into their house. That shit was alarming as a child.
No shit. That movie scared the shit out of me as a kid.
I had the VHS with the... It was a black VHS, but with the green flap.
Yeah.
Mm. I remember...
It's probably worth money.
I don't remember if we had it growing up or if it was at like grandma's house, but it was one of the VHS players that was like a pop up
and yeah.
Shove in, close it.
The Tony Hawk model.
Yo, Tony Hawk's a Subway spokesperson now.
Yeah, I saw that.
Jeez, he really fucking sold out, huh?
Yeah.
Well, he's old and can't do all of his big things anymore. He has a whole like series on maybe YouTube or somewhere else there.
Yeah.
He's doing his last of runs because
getting too old for his shit.
Yeah.
You know, he's like what in his 40s, almost 50.
Like 97.
No, he's in his like early 50s now.
Yeah, I was gonna say he's pretty fucking old.
Yep. It's like Bucky Lasik wound up just building Subarus and being a CBD spokesperson.
Yeah.
And a YouTube star too.
His name's Bucky.
Well, at least it's not Chad Muska.
He was pretty good. Steve Caballero was good too. I have all their autographs from when I went to the fucking X trials up here. What was that place? Lake Compounds. Yeah. And they had just introduced the Pontiac Vibe out there. And they were giving away free bandanas, and I got all those motherfuckers to sign my shit. And then what was that other kid that was really, really good? Sean White?
He was a snowboarder.
Yeah. I got his... Well, he was skating, too.
Word.
Yeah. It was like when he first started skateboarding. I have his autograph, too, which is probably worth decent money now. Because he's like an Olympic gold medalist and shit now.
Yeah.
Yep.
You ever get Dave Mirras?
Mm-hmm.
Rest in peace.
And Tony Hawk. Yeah. Rest in peace. To that cocktail.
You're feeling much better after that 7-Up.
Weirdly, a lot of cool celebrities have died
lit
in...
up.
Helicopter / plane crashes.
Mm.
Kobe. Jinx, you owe me a 7-Up.
7-Up yours.
Yeah.
So, back to traumatizing children's movies. How about The Brave Little Toaster?
Oh my God.
That's fucked up. I don't know why I didn't just throw him in a bathtub with someone.
That would have been the best way to go out.
It would have been probably the shortest movie ever, if you think.
Well,
hey, we're gonna try to save you. All right.
Other traumatizing moment. the never-ending story when the horse dies in the quicksand.
That's fucked up. Yep. That fucked me up as a kid.
Otherwise, it was a pretty decent movie, but yeah, that was a bad scene.
It's fucked up. Can't believe they did him like that. What was the horse's name?
I don't remember.
I remember the dragon's name was Atreyu. But I forget the horse's name.
It was something like, had like a mystique to it.
Was it Mystique?
No, that's a character in the X-Men.
I know it is.
Somebody already, this is like a fucking problem for people. Artax. Okay.
That just reminds me of the stupid song. Okay.
Rest in peace, Artax.
No, I was thinking of him.
Hats off to Artax, dude.
Should I pull my hair off and look like you?
You could. You gotta get the fucking clippers out when you shit face at 2 a.m.
I just found clippers at my sister's place. I'm like, oh, I think I'm gonna shave my head.
You should, and then play the sound from E.T. Just while you're doing
I'll be a young bearded E.T.
I've got clippers in my crib, dude. I'll bring them out, bro. I'll give you a fucking...
Fuck, if you want to.
We could give you a sick mohawk, probably.
Yeah.
I tried the mohawk the first time I fucking did this. I was going for a mohawk. And I realized... You went fucking bald and there's going to be a skipped spot. So I was just like, you know...
Gotta get yourself some keeps.
Some Rogaine.
Get it. Now,
Rogaine is so 20th century, bro.
It's better than putting
calm down. We're all from the 20th century.
Yo, can I steal one more of those bogeys? Because then I'm lit like a fucking candle.
The Christmas tree?
Sure, yeah. They're not the same as the ones I just had, but whatever.
What's wrong with them?
Nothing, they're just a different cheap brand.
This is a Duraflame log. My phone just started. Like, I pulled my... Oh, no,
your phone was on top of your lighter, that's why.
Fucking scared me. Why?
All right, fucking E.T., calm down. Why are you putting your lighter in front of me?
I don't fucking know, because I'm big. Hang on. Jesus.
All right, well, calm the fuck down, Jesus.
I can't help it.
You leave him alone. He's a baked potato.
I'm fucking shot right now.
Oh, now I want a baked potato for my days.
That's a blast. No, I can't.
Well, you didn't like my.
What?
Future reference at the end of this, we make weird noises. And he has gotten a fart and a burp in.
Nice work, dude.
I've gotten 2 burps.
I should have ate a steak. I could have farted it up. Instead, I had a crepe.
I thought we were going to try to avoid potty humor. You going to take a crepe later? But I don't even care anymore.
You were the one who wanted to avoid potty humor. I'm the one who doesn't give a shit.
Toilet humor is fucking hilarious.
It is.
This is a no-holds-barred fucking podcast.
It is. We even say cunt on this podcast. I don't care.
I really don't know.
Edition.
Guy that showed up to
He's
that.
A special guest appearance.
Yes.
Oh my. The guy that showed up, and I can't find this fucking ET sound again.
You just sat and can't wait. Go in your library.
Why wouldn't you just go into your library. History?
Dude.
Go to library.
Because he's hot.
Let me see it.
Dude, shit. No. Figure it out.
Back. Go to library. It'll be the last one you played.
I had it a minute ago. Is this it?
The last one you played.
Oh, this is going to be excellent now. And it just takes off. Like, can it see at night?
I'm surprised you didn't play it again.
You can't handle it.
Oh my god, I fucking want it. Just like that. Yeah, the extended noises as he's exiting. So like, what the hell did E.T. think was happening? That kid's all bugged out. E.T.'s all bugged out. That kid has a flashlight, though. E.T.'s got jack shit. Yeah. Takes off into a fucking
best part is I can see the little bastard run away like this.
Waddling like... Yeah. Kind of like, what's his face? Roger from American Dad.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
C-Mac.
Good shit. I'm on Android.
What?
Dude, your eyes, you've lowered your brows quite a few degrees. Yeah.
Nice.
And you've raised your cheekbones up a lot, too.
Yeah, you were at a good 45 degrees earlier.
Good thing you got a couple different pairs of sunglasses on deck.
Shit.
I know, you were 90 degrees earlier. I'm thinking, fucking shit.
What about that group 98 degrees? Whatever happened to them?
They died off.
Because they suck.
With the 90s. When the 90s were good.
The 90s were
cool.
Did
you come out
the 98 way? Degrees sucked.
Oh, shit.
It's okay. 90s Weekend was playing in the fucking van. My sister got in. She goes, is this the Backstreet Boys? Why the fuck is this? I'm like, Backstreet Boys are good. Shut up.
Yeah, they're not bad.
Out of the boy bands, they probably had the most polish. Although, you know, you could argue NSYNC was probably more polished, but 98 Degrees was like Mr. Pibb.
It was like Mountain Lightning.
No.
Dr. Thunder.
Yes. Thunder and Mountain Lightning.
Yeah. I was going to say RC Cola, but...
RC Cola is the Ayatollah of Cola.
RC Cola is actually an internationally distributed brand,
that's
believe it or not.
That's why it's the Ayatollah, dude.
Ayatollah of Cola.
Yeah, it's the best. It's the best there ever was.
What are we... Pokemon?
What?
What the... The thing he said made me think of Pokemon. He said the very best.
I want to be the very best.
Like no one ever was.
Well, if you became RC Cola.
To catch them is my real test.
Right? Dude,
that motherfucker Ash was such a squid.
Yeah.
He sucked balls.
Yeah.
He was the worst.
I'm gonna suck on my Pokeballs.
He was the worst fucking Pokemon trainer ever, and somehow he was like the main protagonist.
What?
I'm shot.
It would have been more interesting to watch Gary.
The snail from SpongeBob?
Yes.
He was cool.
Meow.
Yeah, imagine that, dude. Whoever thought of that shit?
It was perfect. Was high as fuck.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you one day.
Well,
me, Jeff and Tony smoked a joint. It's laced. It's a piece of pee.
Oh my god.
We didn't know it. And I watched that show. And I was just picking up bits and pieces. And it just did it. Fuck me. It's scary.
How about the time you smoked salvia in the woods along with me? And you're like, and just ran away. And I had to chase you down.
Yep. Then, yeah.
My friend did that shit, and then he ran promptly into a screen door. Or not a screen door, a glass door. And it was the funniest shit I've ever seen.
We were at a house party.
Did he break it?
He cracked it, nice. But then he fell over and broke his head open, and we're like, that's funny as shit. We're just going to leave you there.
Humpty Dumpty didn't fare well against the door.
Nope. No. So we were at a house party one time, and our friend had done, like, a bunch of it, like, and then he gets in his car and starts revving the balls off of it.
Oh yeah,
in park.
Had to shut it down.
He reaches in, takes the key out of the ignition. The dude slithers out the passenger door across the parking lot,
and telling us he's a fucking zipper.
Yeah.
Like what?
Was he referring to an Asian person or his literal zipper?
No, he thought he was a zipper.
Yeah, he thought he was like a zipper on a jacket.
Someone's pulling me.
Well, the one time I did that, I, like, felt like a book that fell off the shelf because I did it, and I was literally sitting on the couch, and then at some point, I just, like, leaned forward and fell on the ground.
Oh, my God.
That same time that he ran away and I had to chase him down,
this dude,
I got hit, and I had ordered something on eBay, like, corner lights for my car, and they were pictured as one thing. But they sent me a totally different one with like an amber reflector,
and he fucking lost his mind.
Dude. Like, I called up their customer service department and started bitching at him, and then whoever was talking to me just like talked me down, and I was like, "Oh, okay, thanks." By the end of the phone call,
yeah,
they defused him. But when he made that phone call, he got triggered by his. It was wet out here, so. We were wearing longer fucking pants, you know, and we got them hanging down left.
Jeans. And we were in, like, the swamp section of the woods there.
And the bottom of his pant leg got wet. He fucking
but,
lost
like,
his
halfway
mind.
Up my pant. So it was like up to there.
Yeah, he's freaked out. But they did do a good job defusing you.
Yeah. Kudos to that guy.
If I was a customer service representative, I couldn't do that.
That would be, like, somebody's, like, confessions of a customer service representative, like, on their list of funniest fucking calls.
It would have been even funnier if you told me, I just smoked a half a gram of 30X salvia before I called. Like, we weren't just smoking out of a pipe, either.
No, you gotta do it out of a water pipe.
Oh, no.
Waste.
That's how you do it.
Dude, I know, but damn.
That's how you kiss the sky. I wonder if they even make that shit anymore. Does anyone know?
I don't think you can get it anymore.
Yeah, I don't think you can.
This was like, what, 2004 for that incident?
Probably gotta grow it in your yard.
Probably like 06 for the other one.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, watch out.
Oh, she's a rocker,
bud. Mr. Wombly.
Oh. Wow.
That one was a good one. It came from the soul.
A rocking and a rolling.
Chicken soup for the soul.
Fuck those books.
I never read them.
Yeah, neither did I, but I just
my mother has like every copy.
What are they about?
Some fucking hippie bullshit.
I don't know. Chicken soup in your soul. Who gives a shit?
I remember having to read A Child Called It, and that was literally about child abuse.
Yes. I thought it was about the fucking clown named It in those movies.
Pulling them into the gutter with a balloon.
And then eating them.
Yeah, like, think about that, though. If you saw a balloon, like, how attractive is a balloon?
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, I'm okay.
To maybe, like, a special needs child.
I could see if you had a joint.
Yeah, go swap like, out this battery.
Or, like, those memes where it's It in the sewer and the kid's there, and he's like, I got two Jay-Z's down here.
Toyota
forklift. Yeah,
sign me up, dude. I'm down there.
Never to be seen again.
I got Nissan GTRs down here.
Jesus.
I want to see him first. Bring him up.
Let's see what you got. Show your hand, bro.
I'm calling you bluff.
Got it. Oh, damn. Running gizzy. Hey.
What? Jesus Christ, you're fucked.
Yeah.
Giggles McGee over here.
Welcome to the circus.
Bitch, the circus closed.
Jeez.
Us.
What the fuck did I just see?
Oh, yeah, where he shoved the whole corn dog in his fucking mouth.
But it looks like he has another mouth. Look at this shit. You can't make this out.
What the fuck?
Doesn't it look like fucking...
That dude must...
He's a chowder hound.
He's got a couple different hobbies he's not showing us.
Yeah.
He probably likes to fish.
That was random as fuck.
Go on fucking rope swings.
You think he could beat Kobayashi in a contest?
Not a fucking chance. Kobayashi would out smoke him any day of the week. Do you think he gets high?
Probably.
How else can you explain?
Unless you just decided one day, I'm going to fit this whole corn dog in my mouth. You have to be super big to be like...
Yeah.
Like, imagine having aspirations to be the fastest corn dog eater in the world.
I think he just does hot dog. I don't think they're bread covered.
I thought you said corn dog.
I don't know.
I don't know.
He's probably got gold medals. Let's check his shit.
Dude, potato. No, I was talking about that guy you showed me, not Kobayashi.
Oh.
Well, this guy probably, yeah.
I don't know.
He's a corn dogger.
He likes it in his cornhole, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm sure he does. Why is he putting it in his mouth hole?
Oh.
Kind of related, but we should get a cornhole set.
Dude.
That'd be fun.
Something to do.
Hand me another Duraflame log.
Speaking of yard activities, I was just talking to
yard activities.
Mike and Amanda about getting like a core of a tree trunk, just like maybe, you know, a 6-inch like segment of it, and making like a knife throwing or axe throwing like backboard.
Yeah, I actually want to do something like that. I was telling him that. I was like, yo, we should get, like, shit so we can, like, throw knives and shit.
I mean, I used to throw them at the trees around here, but I'd
rather
not. Yeah, but
you fucking lose them in the goddamn woods.
Yeah.
No, we have a metal detector, though.
Yeah.
Okay, when you get them, the tip's gonna be broken off. Go, fuck, I gotta fix this.
Probably. I still got three throwing knives and one throwing star.
I got a knife set, and in one of the knives came a little fucking magnetic throwing star. Things like this fucking big.
The star, like, sticks no matter what.
Hmm.
It's for killing midgets.
No such thing as little people.
What the fuck just happened?
You had the soundboard ready.
I can't believe
oh,
it.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, my God.
Yo, that is, like, the most key.
Womp, womp, womp.
I did not see that coming.
You don't see much coming, do you, bud?
His eyes are half closed.
Exactly.
I'm all right. Just enjoying this 4th of July day.
Yeah. It's half covered in clouds.
Yeah, well, at least it's not raining. 4th of July.
Yeah, good point.
Fun times.
It's better than the 5th of fucking...
November.
I don't know.
5th of gin?
I was going to say Jack Daniels.
Oh, that'd be good. I need to re-up. Big shout outs to fucking Amsterdam Vodka. Getting me where I needed to be.
I got to refill myself.
All right. If that's the case, I'm going to plug what I'm drinking. Truly's and fucking Natterday's. As soon as I'm done with the next Truly.
Oh, boy.
Even though it's Sunday. Sunday fun day, right?
Yes, sir. Tomorrow's Monday. Once the sun goes down, E.T. will be lurking, waiting to scare fucking somebody. I swear to God, if that ever happened to me, I'd fucking freak out.
I'd probably punch E.T. Oh, shit, I'm sorry.
Sorry, imagine you just cold clock him and you're like, oh, shit.
My well, man.
This is where the story ends. E.T.'s dead. Roll credits.
It'd be like the little toaster, whatever the fuck that movie was, just throw him in the bathtub.
Well, that was quick.
Credits. What happened to the lady in the tub? Oh, she's dead too. Don't worry.
Yeah, the story's over, dude. That toaster not doing shit. No more candlesticks or whatever the fuck else was in there. Pots, pans, boxes of liquor. There he is.
It's easier.
Oh, you got the Bud Light Seltzer, motherfucker.
But more specifically, it's the Retro Summer Edition, man.
Dude, you got any Worcestershire sauce in there?
No.
No, he's got some A1.
If we catch up on your steak, you'd be fucking hanging out. I'm serious.
I like to put blue cheese crumbles on my
well,
steak. That's
I remember back when I worked at a restaurant. Whenever someone requested a steak well done, we gave them the shittiest cut of steak. Because yep. We don't waste good steak.
Yeah.
Yeah, who the fuck eats steak well done?
I like mine fucking rare.
That's the problem.
Or
the person
rare.
Who puts the ketchup on it.
What did the customers look like that did that? Ed?
Most of them were pretentious, rich, old pieces of shit.
Wow. Yeah, that's usually
harsh.
Who does that shit.
You know what? I would think that they would get, you know, rare or medium rare, because if they're that old, they might be vampires and they would need blood, right?
Yeah. Dude.
Apparently not.
Vitamin D!
What, vitamin dick?
Yeah.
You got a vitamin D appointment?
You just gotta go over to the motel, squirt some ketchup on your steak, stand outside with it, show it. It's like a fucking beacon.
You're just standing there with the fucking ketchup dripping off, just...
Alright. Well, let's see what groovy summer ice tastes like.
I don't know.
Let's do a taste test, Ed. Let's see what you got.
Let me taste it after you.
Yeah. We need to see how the palate is.
Palate game strong.
I gotta say their can game is strong.
Yeah, definitely.
Couple of strange faces here.
It's pleasant, but I can't put my finger on what that...
I don't know what the flavor is, but...
It's groovy.
All right. It's summer ice.
It tastes good, but I can't figure out what it is.
But my mouth gets really dry after fucking sipping that shit.
Can I?
I've had that flavor before. I can't put my finger on it, though.
I wonder why.
Probably because I've been smoking marijuana. That, to me...
that tastes like almost like a raspberry, like ice cream.
Yeah, almost.
I was gonna go with the not the ice cream. You know the Spider-Man pop you get from the fucking ice cream man?
Yeah.
It tastes like the red part of that.
Yeah, not like dairy ice cream, but like the frozen ice cream variety.
Right,
yeah.
Right. Or like the red part of a rocket pop.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely... No, I'm not saying that.
Just say it.
Red Rocket, Red Rocket.
He did it for me. It tastes like a Red Rocket pop.
Got a good soundboard, dude. Whoa.
Oh, speaking of Red Rocket.
You ever hear the... I'm sure you've all heard the jingle for Red Robin.
Yeah.
Yum. Red Robin, yum. Every time I think of that, I automatically think of Red Rocket, come.
I've only known of one Red Robin, and that was up near Central.
Yeah, I think they have one at the Marin Mall now.
Mm. Do they really?
Mm-hmm.
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah, it is.
I've never had their
Too food. Bad the mall...
Because Red Rocket is delicious. I'm sorry.
Too bad the mall is going to be fucking closing.
Yeah. Well, what the fuck are they going to do with it, then?
I hear Mid-State's going to, like, take over.
Okay.
And, yeah, do some auxiliary stuff with it.
No oh, boy. Definition. Another fucking hospital.
Well, they're probably at capacity over there.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure they're over capacity, which is why I didn't stay for my fucking abscess tooth.
Well, tell people to stop fucking dying and it'll be all right.
Yeah, well, tell people to stop getting fucking COVID and it'll be all right.
Stop. It doesn't even exist.
I know.
Is that a controversial topic?
Probably.
Probably is for most of our viewers, but I don't give a shit. Yeah. Listeners.
I'm already vaccinated. I don't give a fuck.
Video killed the radio star.
Yeah, that is a good song, by the way.
Going back to radio shit.
Saying, you know.
Comes full circle.
What I was referencing there, that was like online killing the fucking brick and mortar store.
Yep.
Because like in the 70s, the 80s, and the 90s, when I was a kid, when you go to the mall, like that was the place to be. That, remember in high school, that was the spot.
That was where we would go. Like every weekend or like whatever.
There's nothing to do. Let's go to the mall.
Yeah.
Dude, how many friends did I make from, like, the people that hung out at Digital Mayhem and, like, all the other mall crawlers?
Mall Rat Mike.
Yep.
I remember Mario. The mall running into you.
Mario Koozie.
Yeah, because back in the day, I used to go to the mall when I didn't know what to do, but now there's no point.
That shit was popping. Like, look at any 80s or 90s movie, and, like...
The mall is where to go.
Yeah, the mall is, like... a huge part of, like, any teen shit or, like, you know, whatever.
Or the pool.
Yeah, the pool.
I never went to a community pool.
What about the movie Sandlot, where he fucking fakes it out?
Oh, my God.
And he goes in for one, and he gets it.
Yeah, I got the kiss from the hot light.
Lifeguard.
I couldn't say the word.
Genius, dude.
Mm-hmm. Just wasn't her name like Sandy Peppercorn or some shit like
you
that?
You got it.
Wendy. Right?
Wendy Peppercorn.
Yeah. Mm. She probably likes ranch.
She the spokesperson for Wendy's now?
Probably the spokesperson for Henry's.
I'm sorry. I had to unlock my screen. I was a little late.
A little late.
It's all
right. Better late than never, right?
I was more upset that's when a said. Couple of years back, Wendy's had...
If my screen didn't just turn off, I'd do it again.
Yep. Keep that shit unlocked.
Yeah. It's ba-dum. On a 2-minute timer.
A tuna timer?
Tuna hammer?
Tuna fish is all I can think of.
Nobody likes the tuna.
I don't like the smell of tuna. I love the taste of it, though.
Mm.
And no. I'm not talking about pussy right now.
Jeez.
Okay.
Yeah, if it tastes like fish, it's a dish.
It's... Oh, no. If it smells like fish, get the fuck out of there.
No, it smells like cologne. Leave it alone.
Yeah, but if it smells like fish, I ain't fucking touching it either.
Yeah, that's true.
That's how she knows she ain't hiding anything, though.
Yeah, except for all the nuts she just took, and now it's like a fucking tuna sandwich. She was stomped on the side of the road. And
depends on where you picked her up from. I mean, if she was down at the docks, then, you know, probable cause.
That was oddly specific.
Maybe that happened to me, maybe it didn't.
Well, this is going to be another fun podcast for us to not edit and have it be an hour long, by the way.
Oh, whatever.
We're at like 55 minutes.
Do it for lasagna.
Bitch lasagna?
Show me.
I thought it was Parmesan lasagna.
No.
Parmesan cheese.
All right.
It was a shot recipe. Like, what the fuck was even in that? We were fucking wasted upstairs.
Mexican four cheese?
That was a, no. This was a long time ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got the warning for 5 minutes.
Oh, I'm gonna look it up. I'm gonna look shit up.
Is it a garbage disposal thing in there?
Jesus. What the fuck kind of shot?
You gotta play the fucking video of Nelly with the fucking raccoon.
I don't even know where it is anymore.
No, but Kevin has it.
Oh, shit. Here we go. Found this.
Alright, light up again. With your chili's pouch.
Chili's, baby.
Chili's, suck on my cock.
Leave a like if that's a thing on this platform if you remember Tourette's guy.
Leave several if you like to light up.
Well, I don't know. I know there's only like. I don't know if you can like on this.
I don't know. Whatever the metric is on whatever you're posting this to.
Anchor, I know people can fucking message us, which no one fucking has.
It's because they're shy.
Oh. All right. Well, I'm an introvert, and I'm still doing a podcast. Like,
well, the only feedback I've gotten was from, like, friends I know that have listened to it.
This
is
a,
bullshit.
No, this is a ridiculous fucking drink. Just read that and decide if you want to hear it.
Read it out loud, please.
Yeah, read it out loud.
I've been saving the best for last for you. You can only see these at a bar. The filthiest one at that. And a must-order last call. Squeeze the scummiest bar mat and bar rags contents to get the New Jersey Turnpike. Add Parmesan cheese to it, and you get a dirty panties.
A dirty panties.
Whichever you choose, you're in for a surprise package of tastes.
Yeah, I'll
of
say.
Tasting, I don't know, of tasting germs from the. Thank you, jackass.
Time out. Oh man.
Oh fuck.
What the fuck happened here? Hold on.
Is that the bottom or is it the top?
Damn, I should get all fucked up.
There it is. Whichever you choose, you're in for a surprise package of tastes and germs from the mix and spirits of mix of spirits and filth. Finish your experience with the hepatitis shot. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, like a real hepatitis shot there, probably.
Well, a hepatitis shot. That just reminds me of a Charleston Chew. When you munch on a black guy's fucking taint.
Shit.
Well, it's called a Charleston Chew for a reason.
Russian goggles.
I'm thinking of Turkish goggles, but yeah.
Yeah, same thing. I probably mixed it up.
This shit is
I think Russian goggles and Turkish goggles are the same thing. Mm.
Dirty Sanchez.
The Rusty Trombone.
Alaskan Snow Dragon.
Alaskan Pipeline.
Space Docking.
Jesus.
Pancake Pile Driver Upside Down Pancake.
It sounds like something they'd serve at fucking WrestleMania.
Do you want to buy Denny's right now?
IHOP
recipe.
Say it. You got a minute and 10 seconds.
It's called the smoker's cough. This drink is supposed to be a reminder of the phlegm that a smoker with horrible lung condition coughs up, visually and texturally. It succeeds, supposedly, according to the internet. Consistency-wise, many vote it to the worst shot ever created. We leave you to imagine the drink's taste, considering it's made with a dollop of warm mayonnaise into Jägermeister.
What?
The tapeworm, on the other hand, contains one part Tabasco and vodka with pepper and mayonnaise. I think that mayonnaise and...
That's the most disgusting thing I've ever heard.
It's probably like mayonnaise.
It's probably like doing a shot of Jaeger, but with like lung butter in it.
Yeah, really. All right, last 20 seconds. Let's make mirror noises.
It's like Chewbacca.
Yeah.